Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, spring weather can be erratic, and this spring many growers could be faced with additional disease pressures because of the wet soil conditions. Lynn Justison, the Senior Technical Sales Specialist at Arista Life Science, provides insights into early season disease control and what growers should be on the lookout for in the coming months. For corn and soybeans, he says the wet spring and a lack of field work last fall leaves a lot of work to be done during the planting season.
There's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on that planting window. And there's just a lot of things that have to be done within that window. We may see some reduction in tillage and maybe even some more no-till just due to the fact that there just may not be time to do lots of tillage. And I think it becomes critical as you start thinking about that first stage of a crop's life and that establishment. We need to do everything we can in that initial stage during establishment. I think anything we can do like fungicide, insecticide, initially to ensure that we maximize how many plants we get up and even as we get them up, I think we can really, really see some tremendous gains when we make sure we focus on getting every kernel up if we can.
Sudden death syndrome has been a concern in soybean crops. He says it's important to plan ahead because once SDS is detected in the field, it's too late.
Once you find and identify sudden death in the latter half of June and into July, you're already too late. Sudden death is really something we have to be in front of that, whether it's a seed treatment, and there are some seed treatments out there that can, in fact, help with some of the things with sudden death, or if it's a product similar to like maybe a Fortix, you have to be ahead of it. You have to almost anticipate that it is coming. And if you've got a farm or an area that has a history of sudden death, you really have to be in front of that. Go out there and do some serious planning on how to get ahead of that and try and minimize the damage that sudden death can cause.
Winter wheat fields look good so far, according to Justison, but he does caution there are early reports of growers detecting strip rust in their fields.
The winter wheat in a fair amount of places is actually in pretty good shape, and the spring wheat guys have been very good about early applications of fungicide to help with some plant stress. We need to be on guard. There is some reports of some striped rust in the southern areas already, and there are some things that we can do as far as trying to stay ahead of that as well. Solera FX is now labeled for wheat in both spring and winter wheat. We've seen tremendous results both at an early timing at a green up or a fertilizer timing, and we've also seen it at flag leaf and seen how active and how quick it acts and reacts with that. So in 2019, if you have some striped rust show up, I would recommend Solera FX out there in those spring and winter wheat fields this year.
Later this season, he said growers should be on the watch for issues including white mold. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.